Outkick the coverage with Clay Travis live every weekday morning from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 3 to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for Outkick the coverage at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every morning on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
We got some news at the quarterback position for a Super Bowl contender. We will get into that coming up here in just a couple of moments from now. Jonas Knox in for Clay Travis. This is Outkick the Coverage here on Fox Sports Radio. You can listen to the show on the iHeartRadio app and on hundreds of Fox Sports Radio affiliates wherever you are taking part in this program. We appreciate you doing so, hanging out all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio. So if you were to do a comp, right? So I mentioned this earlier. There's a comp, you know, we do these draft season. What's the comp? What's his comp? You know, it's like we hear it all the time. Who does he remind you most of? And if you were to do a comp between, say, movies or shows and a season, like a sports season, like in movies or shows, you could have sort of a mediocre series and a great finale. But in sports, if you have a great regular season, but you do poorly in the postseason, that's all anybody thinks about. I mean, they forget about everything that happened in the season. They just look at the ending. Where in shows, you can go, yeah, you know, but man, that ending was something else. Like, you can almost get away with it. And so if you remember the Game of Thrones series, all right, look, I'm not into the dragons and warlords and warlocks and, like, you know, the flying saucers and crap. Like, it's not my thing. Never been into Star Wars, Space Trek, any of that stuff. But for whatever reason, I really like Game of Thrones. I thought the acting was good. It was dramatic. The music, you never knew who was going to die. You know, they've got dragons that, you know, come to life and burn down ice buildings. Like, it was fantastic. I thought Game of Thrones was awesome. But people looked at the final season, and it kind of left a bad taste in their mouth. You know, they look back and they go, you know, that this, you know, great series, but God, you know, that final season, it just felt so rushed, and there was this and that, and, you know, and it's like, as time goes on, though, you look back and you go, ultimately, though, great season. Or great series. You know, that season may not be the best, but ultimately, the show as itself in a whole, great show. And that's after you take a step back. But here's the difference between that and sports. If you take a step back now and you look at a season for one team in the NFL, and the team I'm talking about is the Pittsburgh Steelers, what's the thought of the season? Whew. Man, that playoff game. Oh, man. They were not good down the stretch, and they got hammered in that playoff game. Never mind the fact that they started 11-0. But we don't forget about it. Like, it's completely in the past. We forget about all that stuff. We simply want to focus on the end. They were 11-0 one point. And the Pittsburgh Steelers did 11-0 in the middle of a pandemic, and they had no bye week. If you remember, they were supposed to have a bye week, but the Tennessee Titans had like a COVID outbreak, and then the Steelers found out halfway through the practice week that no, now that's going to be your bye. So they never really got a bye week. And the Steelers started 11-0. And I was saying at the time, like, hey, man, this is really impressive. I know maybe some of these games, they don't look the best, and they're kind of surviving and just getting past teams or whatever, but this is really impressive. And then you watch that game in the middle of the week against Washington, and they looked totally exhausted. And they got to the second half, and Washington just pounded the football, and the Steelers looked exhausted. But it's like we forget about what they did last season, and all we look at is the final few weeks, and in particular the playoff game, and then we look at Ben Roethlisberger and go, oh my God, yep, the end is near for Ben Roethlisberger. It's all over. And now we find out that Steelers president Art Rooney II, He announced that he and Ben Roethlisberger spoke and that Ben Roethlisberger is going to be back and that Ben is committed to coming back and trying to help them win. So Ben Roethlisberger is going to be back for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Not surprising, given the situation, also given his contract. He's got a big contract. That was even mentioned in the statement from Art Rooney II. They're going to figure out a way to work with the contract, extend it out, talk about all this. Look, the contractual stuff. Brady Quinn's going to join us in the last hour. He's much better at that stuff than I am. But ultimately, the Steelers are going to figure out a way to make Ben Roethlisberger's contract work for them so that they can have room to make other moves around the team. And so you may look at that and go, man, the Steelers should just walk away from Ben Roethlisberger. Like it's better to walk away too soon rather than walk away too late. You know, just do what Bill Belichick does. Walk away. The Steelers should walk away. No, they shouldn't. Ben Roethlisberger should absolutely be back next season because Ben Roethlisberger wasn't the issue a year ago. He wasn't. Like Ben Roethlisberger played pretty well. There were times where, no doubt about it, he looked his age. No doubt. But Ben Roethlisberger played pretty well last year. The problem in Pittsburgh was they couldn't run the ball. They were the worst rushing team in the NFL. And when have you ever said that about the Pittsburgh Steelers? When have you ever said, yeah, they don't really run the ball. They just kind of throw it downfield the whole time. And look, James Conner, the thought was, well, you know, they've got James Conner, move on from Le'Veon Bell. Eh. And I'm not saying it's all Conner's fault, but he's been a little banged up. He's been a little bit inconsistent. And their offensive line has not created the type of holes that they were creating when Le'Veon Bell was a running back. But the Steelers couldn't run the football. That was the biggest issue. It wasn't Ben Roethlisberger. But because he's the quarterback, he's the guy that's going to get the blame. Because he looks old at times, he's the guy that's going to be looked at as, hey, that's where the problem starts. And with this contract, you got to move forward. He's going to be 39 in a few days. And the guy threw the ball over 600 times last season. Think about that. He was third in the NFL in pass attempts. Ben Roethlisberger, coming off surgery, they had him throw the ball over 600 times. Like, who expected that to work? And they started 11-0. Like, who thought that was going to work? He was coming back from a surgery that no quarterback could ever come back from. And what do the Steelers do to kind of ease him into the system? Hey, Ben, do us a favor. Go out and throw the ball 600 times. Like, what did you? I don't know what you expected. So he wasn't bad last year. So yes, he should be back. I mean, let's not make him out to be Peyton Manning in Peyton Manning's final season. Let's be honest here. Peyton Manning's final season in Denver, he was basically going through rigor mortis on the field in front of our very eyes. I'm sorry. Peyton Manning, that was a completely different situation than what we saw Ben Roethlisberger. Peyton Manning, it was it. He was on empty. Let's not even have that discussion. And I don't even think Ben Roethlisberger was Drew Brees last year. I actually put him more towards what Philip Rivers was. And had Philip Rivers not walked away from the Indianapolis Colts, they welcomed him back with open arms for season two there. They're not making a Carson Wentz trade if Philip Rivers wants to come back. They were ready to run it back with Philip Rivers. I think Ben Roethlisberger was closer to that than he was Drew Brees. Did he look old at times? Of course. Did he play great football all the time? No. But he wasn't awful. And so, yes, they should welcome him back. But if you're Pittsburgh, this is pretty simple. You got to figure out a running game, and you got to fix the offensive line. All right, now, I say it's simple. It's not that simple financially, and you got to find the right pieces. But if I'm looking at where you need to upgrade in Pittsburgh, it's not so much the quarterback as it is the help around the quarterback. And that's not to make excuses for Roethlisberger, but when you're coming off an arm injury that he came off of, and you don't really have an offseason to work with, you know, and you're trying to figure this whole thing out, and you have the guy throw 600 times because you can't run the football, that's not on Ben. The defense is there. They've got a championship defense. They've got all the talent there. But this isn't a Ben Roethlisberger problem. You can win games with Roethlisberger. I think you can win playoff games with Roethlisberger. And you can go to the playoff game all you want and say, my God, they got manhandled by Cleveland at home. Okay, anybody that remembers, speaking of Peyton Manning, the Super Bowl against the Seattle Seahawks, anybody that remembers that knows exactly what happened in that game. Safety to start the game, snap over the head of Peyton Manning, they go down 2-0, and from there, it was over. It was the snowball effect. It was an avalanche, and they couldn't get back from. They got hit in the mouth, and they couldn't recover. That's exactly what happened in the playoff game. First play of the game, Marquise Pouncey snaps the ball over Ben Roethlisberger's head. The Browns recover it in the end zone, and they never overcame that. They got hit in the mouth and never recovered from it. They were out on their feet the rest of the game. They tried to make a run late, but they were out on their feet the rest of the game. And then you had the injuries and all that stuff. And it's not to make excuses, but it is to put context into what last season was. Because I feel like we're doing the opposite of what we do with movies and television. Game of Thrones, rough final season, but you take a step back, you look back a couple months later, and you go, you know what, it wasn't the greatest, but man, what a great show that was. They had a great run, one of the all-time great shows. The Steelers from last season, all we're looking at is the playoff game and the final couple of games down the stretch of the season. And not thinking of, and putting context to the fact that, dude, you had a quarterback who had no help from the run game. You had major injuries on defense. You had this guy throwing the ball 600 times, and they started 11-0. Let's not pretend like they were a bad team. They're a good team. This was the right move. Roethlisberger's back in 2021 for the Steelers. Jonas Knox in for Clay Travis here on Fox Sports Radio. You can check out the show on the iHeartRadio app as we come to you live here from the Farmers Outkick the Coverage Studios. Get me on Twitter, @TheJonasKnox, @TheJonasKnox on Twitter. Coming up next, there's a relationship between a quarterback and his team that all of a sudden out of nowhere has gotten ugly. There's some speculation as to why it got to that level. We'll have that for you next year on Fox Sports Radio.
This is Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis.
Jonas Knox in for Clay Travis. This is Outkick the Coverage here on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up in we'll call it a little over 10 minutes from now here on FSR. There's an NFL free agent who's got unrealistic expectations. We'll just put it that way. Unrealistic expectations from an NFL free agent. We will get to that here a little over 10 minutes from now on Fox Sports Radio. Hey, by the way, what the hell's taken Drew Brees so long to announce his retirement? Like, what are we waiting for, dude? Philip Rivers has been retired for like 6 years. What the hell's taken him so long? I threw this out, and this was being a little bit of a smartass, all right? I kind of threw out this thought, on my weekend overnight show where, it's kind of the same time slot, except it's on the weekends, which means everybody's half in the bag. They're either, smoking weed or bombed out of their mind or whatever. So you can kind of, throw out some conspiracy theories or whatnot. And I threw this out. And the longer this goes on, the more I'm starting to believe that I might actually end up being right on this. I believe Drew Brees is waiting to announce his retirement when he knows that there's absolutely no other story going on in the NFL. That is my firm belief. I think he wants all the spotlight. I think he wants all the attention. And I actually think if I was going to bet on a day of the week that Drew Brees was going to finally announce his retirement, I think it's going to be a Wednesday. I think it's going to be a Wednesday because Wednesdays in sports talk radio are usually the slowest. Right, it's usually the slowest, which is what made the college football playoff reveal that much, more welcomed by sports radio, because at least you had something to break down and argue about and get pissy about, the following day on a Wednesday. But I think Drew Brees is looking around the calendar going, okay, well, is J.J. Watt going to make his announcement? He's probably, some back channel texting with some people. And, is there anything else? What's happening here? And, when do I go, okay, well, let me pick my spot here. And it's going to be a Wednesday. All right. It's definitely not going to be a Monday because people are recapping too much stuff from the weekend. All right. It's probably not going to be on a Tuesday because, you know, we're still kind of recovering from the weekend. A Thursday, we're looking ahead. We've got a doubleheader on TNT in the NBA. People are talking about all that. And then you got Friday. You know for sure Drew Brees is not going to announce his retirement on Friday. That he is not a Friday news dump guy, especially when it's anything positive and he knows he's going to be ball washed by people in the media. That's not happening. And look, as somebody who does a lot of sports talk radio on the weekends, all right, I take pride in the fact that I work on the weekends. Drew Brees, I am confident, is not going to announce his retirement on the weekend. I would love it if he did. I would love it if he did it in the middle of one of the shows that I host on the weekend, but he's probably not going to do it because he wants all the shine. It's going to be a Wednesday. It's going to be some Wednesday coming up in the next couple of weeks in which Drew Brees announces his retirement. I'm telling you. And if you think I'm just being negative, I mean, just think back to the time that he set the passing yards record or whatever it was on Monday Night Football, and they made somebody from the sideline write the number on a sheet of notebook paper and bring it out to him during the game. I mean, anybody remember that? Literally, you have this guy, tear off, a piece of notebook paper out of his three-ring binder, his trapper keeper on the sideline at the Superdome to write the number total and run it out onto the field. All right, so I'm just saying. It's going to be a Wednesday for Drew Brees. Jonas Knox in for Clay Travis here at Fox Sports Radio. Not trying to be negative, man. Just trying to have honest conversations. That's all I'm trying to do. Speaking of honest conversations, Alex Smith. I did not see this happening at all. Okay, so call me completely blind to any sort of an issue that Alex Smith was having with the Washington football team. But he did an interview on GQ recently, and he just talked about how, Washington never expected him back, that he kind of threw a wrench into their plans, he was like the leftovers, he was hurt, all this other stuff. And you saw the comments and you heard him and you said, well, that's pretty aggressive, and he's pretty pretty PO'd about how things went. And then there's more that came out from this in which Alex Smith apparently was not happy about, what happened going into the Week 17 game against the Philadelphia Eagles. Ron Rivera was asked at the time, and maybe Ron Rivera should have thought this through, but maybe Ron Rivera just didn't care if he was going to hurt feelings about it. And Ron Rivera was asked at the time, if they would have been in that spot to try and win a division, if not for Alex Smith. And Ron Rivera was on 980 The Team in D.C., and he said, quote, if we had a healthy Kyle Allen, I think we could have. I really do. And a big part of the reason is because Kyle, he's very similar to Alex in terms of his abilities. He's got the same kind of arm. He makes good decision like Alex does. He's got good footwork. I think we could have been. I really do. Well, Alex Smith saw that and was like, dude. Now, we were just so enamored with how bad the NFC East was that I don't think a lot of people paid a lot of attention to any possible friction or any sort of issue. And then when you saw that Alex Smith was not the starter for the playoff game and Heinicke came in and played well, apparently that bothered Alex Smith as well, too. Now, Washington could save about $15 million if they cut Alex Smith. You would imagine that's probably going to happen, and they're going to move forward, and it's either going to be Taylor Heinicke, or they're going to, have him compete with Kyle Allen or bring in another quarterback, whatever the case may be. But clearly it feels like Alex Smith is not going to be back in Washington. And I didn't sense any of this stuff. It was such a feel-good story about Alex Smith and his injury and all of that stuff that I didn't sense any of this, that there was any sort of a problem, that there was any sort of issue behind the scenes. It just seemed like, okay, well, Alex Smith is a little banged up. Ron Rivera, wants to hype up his team, maybe give his team a little bit, more credit. So not all the love is going to Alex Smith. They made the decision that Alex Smith wasn't going to be the starter for the playoff game because, he's got the issue with the calf and his leg was fatigued at the time. If you saw the surgery, if you saw the pictures of Alex Smith's leg, you understood all that went into just trying to get him back onto the field. And they felt like going into the playoff game, that he it just Taylor Heinicke at 100% gave them a better option than Alex Smith did. I didn't see any of this stuff. It's like when Sandra Bullock won, I think she won Best Actress or something like that. She was at the Oscars, and she's on stage, and she's thanking her husband. I think his name was Jesse James, if I'm not mistaken. And she's thanking her husband and talking about how wonderful he is and just how, you know, she's so in love with him and all the support he shows her. And they show him in the front row and he's got tears in his eyes and she's crying. And it's just this special moment, this really special moment between husband and wife playing out in the public. Sandra Bullock thanking her loving husband for all his support. And like 2 weeks later, it comes out that he was sleeping with everybody in town. And you're like, hold on a second. I thought I was getting something else. The picture that was painted for me, I thought it was something completely different. Nope. He's having an affair with everybody in town. It's like we're watching the Washington football team last year. We're like, hey, man, they don't even have a mascot. All right, they have no mascot, no team name. Ron Rivera, all that he overcame to become head coach. They've got this young defense, and they got a quarterback who almost lost his leg. He almost died because of a leg injury, and that guy is going to bring them to the postseason. And little do we know, behind the scenes, Alex Smith is pissed. And now he's probably not going to be a Washington football team member anymore. It's just like I never saw any of this. I just thought it was a feel-good story. Everybody could be happy about it. He's the comeback player of the year. I mean, just thought it was a great story, only to find out there were some problems behind the scenes. Who knew? I didn't. Jonas Knox in for Clay Travis here on Fox Sports Radio. This is Outkick the Coverage here on FSR. Coming up next, there's a free agent in the NFL. I think he's got some unrealistic expectations. We'll tell you who that is here on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Coming up in 15 minutes from now here on Fox Sports Radio, it is the return of something, one of my favorite things in sports. All right, one of my favorite things, it's returning, but it's going to have a little bit of a twist. So we will have that for you here 15 minutes from now on Fox Sports Radio. By the way, Eddie Garcia is the voice of the Pittsburgh Steelers when it comes to sports talk radio, in my opinion. Did you hear about your guy Juju Smith-Schuster? And might I reiterate, your guy, Eddie. Juju Smith-Schuster, your guy. Did you hear about his comments to TMZ? Did you hear about any of this stuff?
The only thing I saw was that he said he wanted to return to the Steelers. Yes. I'm guessing that's not what was on TMZ?
No. It was, as a matter of fact. Oh. And we actually have Juju Smith-Schuster talking to TMZ about his situation with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Now, you're a free agent. Where would you like to go? You're from L.A. Can you see yourself in a Rams or a Chargers jersey?
You know, to be home coach family would be cool, but at the end of the day, I want to have my legacy in Pittsburgh and retire there.
Really?
Yeah, I want to leave, yeah.
You started there, you want to finish there?
Oh, yes, sir.
But you could see yourself in a Chargers jersey, maybe Rams?
Nah, not ideal. Not right now. Until I actually get let go, other than that, I'm Pittsburgh for life.
Yeah, so Eddie Garcia, man, I mean, your guy, Juju Smith-Schuster, he wants to be a Pittsburgh Steeler for life. I mean, you got to be thrilled about that.
I like Juju. He didn't have he had some issues last year, as we all know. But I like him on the field. I think he could, when he's not, you know, doing weird dances on logos and that kind of thing.
It's TikTok, Eddie. Come on, all the kids are doing it.
I know.
By the way, isn't it perfect that the one place that can get an interview with Juju Smith-Schuster is TMZ? Like TMZ.
Yeah, they're camped out at LAX at all times. They're gonna bump into a few celebrities, sports figures, whatever, right? I've seen them there.
But it's like it's the whole, you know, I don't want to leave. I want my legacy in Pittsburgh. It's like, okay, well, you know what? I'd also like to have a bowl of Cheerios sometime and not also have to walk around with a diaper the rest of the day. You know, but my stomach doesn't cooperate. Sometimes what you want, you don't end up getting.
Well, I really didn't know that's where that was going.
Well, I'm just saying, like last time I had a bowl of cereal, I was running. I was Usain Bolt down the hall to the bathroom. Ran through me.
That's
like,
what happens when you eat raw peppers for snacks. When you eat something that, you know, most normal people eat, then it fouls up your system.
Yeah, but
the moral of the story is mix in some, some stuff that regular people eat every now and then.
But here's the thing. Is there like a warning sign? Like you have a bowl of Cheerios and it's like, maybe you just all of a sudden you burp a little bit. It was just straight like 0 to 60. Like, there was no warning sign like, hey, man, you're not a kid anymore. You can't have cereal. Like Cheerios was cool when you were, like, 7 years old. But now you're in your 30s. You can't have cereal. Like something. But no, they didn't give me that option. It was just, here's a bowl of Cheerios, and you're going to run down the hall, and maybe you'll make it on time, or maybe you'll walk out of there with one brown sock. I didn't need that.
You think it could have been the milk? Why are you blaming the Cheerios?
I don't know. I don't know what it was, but, you know, guilt by association. I blame the entire product. Maybe it was a spoon in the bowl. I don't know.
I blame you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think
If you want to eat healthy, that's the price you pay.
Okay, but here's the thing, though. All right, and can we keep it on? You guys, I mean, get your heads out of the gutter here. Right, let's try and be.
It's
professional.
Us. You're the one talking about wearing a diaper. It's
Listen,
us.
Try and be professional. This is Sports Talk Radio. All right, we're not playing grab ass here. Okay, this is a professional Sports Talk Radio show. You guys need to act your age from sometime here on the show, please. But Eddie, there's no way they bring Juju back, right? I mean, financially, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, most likely that's true.
If I were them, and look, easier said than done. Look, I'm good with Roethlisberger coming back. If you're just an average running team, I think they're going to be in the conversation for the AFC next year. I really do. With their defense, I honest to God think they can get back to a Super Bowl with Ben Roethlisberger. I swear to God.
I don't know about a Super Bowl, to be honest with you. I have no idea what this offensive coordinator that they promoted, who came from LSU, I have no idea what in the world he's going to do. So that is, I mean, seriously, it's a huge wild card. I mean, maybe they found a diamond in the rough. I mean, look, when they hired Mike Tomlin, I had no idea who he was. Yeah. I mean, that's worked out. So maybe this will, if this guy turns out to actually be able to put an offense together that doesn't throw 3-yard out patterns on pretty much every play, and can't run the ball at all. Great, but well, they've got a lot of issues right now.
It's funny you bring that, the Mike Tomlin hire. If I'm not mistaken, the only reason he got the interview was the Rooney Rule, right? I think that's why he got the interview, and he blew them away in the first interview, and they were like, "We can't let this guy leave."
No, I mean, I don't know. I'm probably. I mean, you could say, since there is a Rooney Rule, that the Steelers, who had that rule named after their former owner, didn't need to have the Rooney Rule, I guess. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
But yeah, no, I think he was 1 year coordinator with the Vikings, after being like defensive backs coach at Tampa Bay for a few years. And yeah, no, he just blew him away in the interview. And they're like, this guy, because I remember, I think it was, who was it there? Mike Munchak, I think was a lot of talk about him being promoted from offensive line coach.
Yep.
And everybody thought he was the favorite. And then suddenly it's, who is this guy? But, it's worked out. At least I think it's worked out.
Yeah, no, same thing with Sean McVay. Like Sean McVay, there was no... He did one interview, and they're like, okay, well, you spent time in Washington, but, we'll bring him in. We're just trying to interview candidates, somebody that can fix Jared Goff. And then they interview him, and, all of a sudden it just became, wow, he might actually be the guy moving forward. And by the way, how about the fact that the Steelers have had 3 head coaches since 1970, right? That's insane. That is insane. Like, think about how many coaches have been turned and burned just in Cleveland alone. And the Steelers have had 3 since 1969, 1970. It doesn't even make sense. How is that even possible?
No, it's – and then look, Mike Tomlin has never had a losing season. He's had some 8-8 seasons. But – I've heard plenty of Steeler fans say it's time for him to go.
Oh my God!
And I'm just like, do you not understand the organization's history and that this family still owns the team that's always owned the team?
Yeah.
You think they're just going to suddenly do something completely out of character and do that? It's not going to happen. What are you talking about?
No chance. They're too loyal. And look, I appreciate it, man, because when you see – it's why I always give Jacksonville credit, man. They kept Gus Bradley for a long time. He was bad. And they had bad teams and had 3-4 win seasons, and they kept with him and kept with him and kept with him. And then even Doug Marrone, there, a lot of people thought, man, how did he even get another year? Not only did he get another year, there was not even a whisper of him getting fired in season. like that sort of loyalty, like I just appreciate that considering all the other, you know, situations in the NFL where a coach has one bad – Steve Wilkes in Arizona. One bad season, gone. And because it went so poorly, he's probably never going to get an opportunity again. But here the Steelers are. Since 1970, they've had three head coaches. So good for them. There he is, Eddie Garcia. He is our he is the Yancey Thigpen of sports talk radio.
Oh, he had great eyebrows.
He did. He did. He was a good receiver, too. Do you blame him, Eddie, for the Super Bowl loss against the Dallas Cowboys? Or you still blame Neil O'Donnell?
Oh, no. I mean, I don't think he was even the intended receiver, if I remember right.
Remember, there's a conspiracy theory that Neil O'Donnell was trying to give the game away.
I mean, look, it's possible that somebody ran the wrong route, but that pass was so awful. I mean, it would make sense, but
it was so bad.
Larry Brown sucked too, by the way. I thought he was a terrible player.
And then Roberto's Raiders gave him like $50 million because, oh my God, he picked off Neil O'Donnell twice. Let's give him a bunch of money. It was not a good look. All right, Jonas Knox in for Clay Travis here on Fox Sports Radio from the Farmers Outkick Studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS. And you could save a whole lot of something on auto insurance. Get me on Twitter at the Jonas Knox, at the Jonas Knox on Twitter. Coming up next, it is the return of one of the great things in sports. One of my favorite things in sports. It is back, but with a little bit of a twist. That's next here on FSR.
This is Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis.
Jonas Knox in for Clay Travis. This is Outkick the Coverage here on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up top of next hour, a little over 15 minutes from now here on FSR, my radio wife every Sunday night, Brady Quinn's going to be joining the show. So we'll play a little bit of grab ass, bust some balls, talk football, and have a jamming good time here on FSR. So that'll be coming up a little over 15 minutes from now on Fox Sports Radio. By the way, Justin Cooper does the highly rated Coop Scoop on entertainment every single Friday morning on the Ben Maller Show here on Fox Sports Radio. And Coop, I'm going to do a little bit of your work for you coming up tomorrow. You know, this is what I want to do. I want to be able to help you out here. So just I'm going to make things a little bit easier for you.
Well, I do it before you come on.
Well, no, I'm saying I'm giving it to you now. I'm giving it to you now.
Oh, right now. Okay.
So, yeah,
he's
going
to give it to you right now.
Yeah. you got issues, Roberto. All right, you got issues. You need to calm down. And by the way, Roberto, you need to clean up after yourself. That mess you made next to the window in the studio.
Here,
you clean that up.
That's not me, man.
By the way, what a slob!
The slob, man.
Whoever the slob is that spilled the salsa all over the window in the studio and didn't clean it up. Get your act together, you slob. Last Chance U, Coop. Are you a fan of Last Chance U? Did you ever watch it?
No.
The football show? All right.
I did not.
Last Chance U is about junior college football. It's one of the best shows Netflix ever did. And it takes you behind the scenes on these powerhouse JUCO programs, and you follow these kids and just sort of their issues off the field. And they call it Last Chance U because they had Division I scholarships. They're big-time talent, but they're down to their last chance. And so they go to these junior college programs to try and right their wrongs and then get to a big time program. And it's awesome. Well, they stopped doing football. So they finished up with football and now they're going to do Last Chance U basketball. So they've announced that's going to be coming out on March 10th. So that's always a fun. I have no idea how the basketball is going to compare to the football, but that's going to happen. Also, Coop, did you see what movie is being made towards the end of the year? And they'll be filming in New York City. Did you see this one?
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay, I want you to think about underrated, doesn't get talked about TV show series that you and I discuss behind the scenes. And I'll give you a hint. Showtime.
Oh, I did hear about this. They're wrapping up Ray Donovan with a movie.
Damn right, baby.
Yeah.
Ray Donovan back with a movie coming up towards the end of this year. That, first of all, that show doesn't get the credit it deserves, man.
I agree.
It hit a look. Robert, that's enough, Roberto. All right. You know, I'm sorry it's not a Dolce Ambition, okay? I'm sorry it's not one of those one of those crummy shows. My wife watches that. That show sucks, man. I don't understand. First of all, it's on the Spanish channel, but it's in Brazilian. So the subtitle, they don't even match up. Like, they try and dub in the sound. It doesn't even match up. Ray Donovan had some crummy parts. There were a couple of points during the series where it took a dip, and you're like, dude, here we go again, man. Like, he's in another fight. He's got a bat in the trunk. We know how this is going to go. But I thought they finished strong. And then because of the shutdown, they announced they weren't coming back. But now they've announced that they're going to be filming in New York City or in New York coming up later on in this year, and they're going to wrap it up with a movie. It's the way it should have been done, Coop. Try to take it from us. And John Voight is so good in that show. He is so. I think he won awards, if I'm not mistaken. Didn't he?
He is really good in the show. It's a shame he's such a moron in real life.
Okay. Well, there he is, everybody. There he is. There he is. I'm not one to call names here on the air. Right, that's the last thing I want to do. I'm not going to call names here, but Justin Cooper has just taken out John Voight for some reason. I don't know. Listen, I don't know. I don't know what your issue and what you gripe with. Did you work with him or something, Cooper?
No, I didn't. No, he's just an idiot, and I can't believe that goddess came from his loins.
Oh, I know.
What goddess are you talking about?
Angelina.
I know. I'm well aware. Is she still a goddess?
No, unfortunately.
My God.
But we will always remember her for the goddess she was.
Jesus, you guys are like the Bludgeon Brothers. You're just wiping people out left and right. I mean, like, Roberto's throwing salsa all over the studio.
No, that's not me.
Coop's ripping John Voight. And then I ask you about Angelina Jolie, and you say she's no longer a goddess. I mean, maybe she's beautiful. How do you?
No, she is. But at one point, no woman on the planet came even close.
Oh, yeah. Let me... Yeah, you know, somebody might be listening. I got to be careful here. I'm not doing this. I just refuse to do it. I'm not walking down that dark alley. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, they could be a little jealous.
A little jealous. a little jealous.
I know.
Have you seen the meme? There's a meme they made. You know the part in Training Day where they've got Ethan Hawke in the bathtub and they've got the sawed off shotgun.
The
double barrel shotgun. There's a meme that they made that said, "What do you mean you're not hungry, mijo?" with the gun pointed to his face. you don't want to piss him off. You know, they're very, very fiery. My wife's very, very fiery, so I'm not looking to piss her off. Just trying to run a tight ship here on Fox Sports Radio. That's all I'm trying to do. All right, Jonas Knox here on FSR. Last Chance U, it's phenomenal, man. If anybody's never seen Last Chance U, the football show, if you've ever gone to a JUCO game or you've ever watched junior college football or followed it or been to some of these. My brothers played junior college football, so I went to a bunch of games growing up, and it is the real deal, man. These are guys that, you know, maybe their grades aren't up to snuff. Maybe they've got some character issues. Really talented. You talk to a lot of D1 programs, they'll look at the JUCO level when they're thinking about recruiting even more so than high school, because they go, these are more like men. These are guys that have advanced past high school. These are guys that have played real competition. Steve Smith went to a JUCO. Chad Ochocinco was at a JUCO. And you watch Last Chance U and you just see some of the studs on that field and you see where they end up. And a couple of them actually have gone to the NFL afterwards. So Last Chance U, the basketball show. We'll see how that shapes out coming up March 10th. Jonas Knox in for Clay Travis here on Fox Sports Radio. Brady Quinn joins me next here on FSR.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.